Hi, everyone. The Business Ethics Leadership Alliance has questions and we've got answers. I'm your host, Bill Coffin, and this is another Bella Asks episode of the Ethicast. One of the best benefits of being a member of the Business Ethics Leadership Alliance, or Bella, is that if you have any questions at all about ethics and compliance, you can submit them to Bella's concierge service, which will connect you with one of our internal experts who will provide an answer and or direct you to a helpful resource for more information. Sometimes these requests are specific to a particular company's needs, but most of them speak to broad challenges facing Bella members in general, and by extension, the wider ethics and compliance profession. That's why we're using this show to thematically respond to high-level questions from the Bella community. And joining us once again to give responses to those questions is Bella Chair Erica Salmon Byrne. Erica, thanks for returning to the show. As always, it's terrific to see you.
Oh, Bill, thank you so much for having me. You know how much I love coming back and answering these questions.
Well, our next question is a culture question, and it is, how can ethics and compliance officers best address unethical employee behavior that happens outside of work hours, but could negatively impact the organization's reputation or business relationships? And this is a great question. This was actually given to me directly at this year's Global Ethics Summit. So I was really happy to get this in to share it with you.
Yeah. And Bill, I love the fact that at the GES this year, Bella members were just walking up to you and sharing what was on their mind. So it feeds this series for us so nicely. So this is an interesting one because, you know, historically speaking, the way that this would come up would be somebody was out in the community doing something in such a way that they were affiliated with the organization that they worked for. So you can think of, you know, I work in a store where I have to wear the shirt of the company that I work for. And then I go out into the grocery store and I get into an altercation with somebody in line with me. And it becomes a thing in my local community. And that was one thing, I think, for companies to deal with. But with the advent of social media, we now have the opportunity to be representatives of our organization so much more broadly than we did in, you know, sort of that pre-digital, pre-social media age. So now you have situations where, you know, you have that same sort of circumstance, but you get in that altercation in the grocery store line and you're filmed and put on TikTok. And all of a sudden, people around the globe are seeing that the person affiliated with this one organization was being a jerk inside of their community. So the scope of the issue, I think, is the reason why this particular Bella member came up to you and talked to you about this at the GES, because it's not a new issue, but it's a new risk level associated with that existing issue. And the first thing, I think, like so many of my answers, has to be taking employees back to the why. Right? Why does it matter that when I'm seen as a representative of my organization in my community, that I behave in a way that is supportive of the reputation of the brand? You know, this idea that we are all brand ambassadors when we are out in the world, if people know about the affiliations that we have with our organization. And sometimes those affiliations are obvious, right? If we're wearing a uniform, my FedEx driver, right, is a FedEx ambassador as he leaves dog treats for my dog. So I think so highly of FedEx, whereas, you know, if this was a FedEx driver that was not only not leaving dog treats for my dog, but also yelling at my dog for barking at them, I would feel differently about that particular representative of that organization. To my friends at FedEx, my driver is wonderful. but I know that that is part of FedEx's training, right? They have talked to their employees about the fact that when they are wearing the uniform and driving the truck, they are ambassadors of the brand and they have to conduct themselves accordingly. So part of my answer to this Bella member's question is to really go back to, why do you care that your employees are acting as brand ambassadors in the communities in which they operate? And what are the expectations that you have of them? And where is that dividing line where they are just private citizens and not brand ambassadors? And really articulating for employees, and it's going to vary depending on what the circumstances are. So, you know, having standards for employees about when you are on LinkedIn and you're posting in your personal capacity, making it obvious that you're posting in your personal capacity. Some people even put "in my personal capacity" in their, you know, header or in their sign off or in their name on LinkedIn. So having that conversation of where am I representing the business and where am I acting in my own personal capacity, giving employees an understanding of why that matters, using stories if you have them, of circumstances where that has not gone well. And then, you know, making sure that you've carved out space for people to be private citizens, right? We're not always all brand ambassadors, but there are circumstances where we are. And so having that conversation, having clear expectations, understanding why you're setting those expectations in the first place, making sure they match your business. So an online only bank is going to be different than a bank that has branches where people can walk in and talk to a representative of the business. I'm going to think more of that, you know, person in the branch as a brand ambassador, whether I see them in the grocery store wearing their bank pin or I see them, you know, behind the counter as my teller, than I'm going to be if I'm dealing with somebody who is purely someone I interact with inside of a computer. There, you need to worry more about things like LinkedIn and other digital platforms where someone's affiliation with the business might be known, in which case you need to make sure that they are being very clear when they're acting in their private capacity and when they're potentially representing the brand in the communities in which they're interacting.
Well, Erica, I couldn't agree more. And for the record, my FedEx driver is fantastic as well. My UPS driver is fantastic as well. We have these opportunities to kind of rep the brand when we're out in the world. Mm-hmm. And that line gets a little gray sometimes.
Yeah.
I know me personally on social media, I keep separate social media accounts for things, you know, entire platforms. Some platforms I'll engage with only as Bill Coffin, the person. Others I'll engage with only as Bill Coffin, employee of Ethisphere. Right.
And Bill, I do the same thing. And, you know, it is by far and away the safest way for us to handle those two spheres in which we have to be able to navigate.
Yes. And of course, the safest way is embrace ethical culture at all times. Be an ethical person. Ethics isn't something you switch off when it's 5 o'clock in the evening, right? So
that's true. That is true.
Indeed, yep. Indeed. Well, Erica, thank you so much for lending us your insights and understanding to the Bella community. It means a lot to everyone in the ethics economy.
My pleasure, Bill. And to all those Bella members out there, keep the questions coming, okay? And Bill and I will come back and answer them again.
To learn more about Bella, please visit bella.ethisphere.com to request guest access to the Bella Member Resource Hub and to speak with the Bella Engagement Director. And if you have a question that you'd like answered on Bella Asks, please be sure to use the Bella Concierge Service and we'll get to your question as soon as we can. I'm Bill Coffin, and this has been a special Bella Asks episode of the Ethicast. For more episodes, please visit the Ethisphere YouTube channel at youtube.com/ethisphere. And if this is your first time enjoying the show, please make sure to like and subscribe on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify. Thanks for joining us. And until next time, remember, strong ethics is good business.